This is about what to do when you get upset. Here's the short reply. What to do when you get upset? Nothing. That's it. But we'll go into a bit more detail. Let's say somebody says to you, some close friend, "I don't trust you. I don't want you to be my friend anymore." And you get upset. First thing to do is just forget who said it. Forget what they said and just be there in that moment, feeling what you're feeling. And if you look at it rationally, there isn't anything else you can do anyway. You can try, you can divert, you can blame the other person, you can get angry, you can do all sorts of things, but it won't make any difference. If you're upset, you're upset. Now, here's the first part. The first part is, this is what I've always done, as a hypothesis, as a possibility, as an experiment, I say, that's true. So I take it that what they've told me, I am not a trustworthy person. I take it that I am not a trustworthy person. And I look at all the possible ways I'm not a trustworthy person. So then it's a gift for me because I can help myself to see myself as somebody else is seeing me. And in a way, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. This is the way people are seeing me. So there's something in my behavior, whether I'm trustworthy or not, there's something in my behavior that's giving the impression to somebody I'm not trustworthy. So then I take a look at, well, if it's true, how, where am I not trustworthy? And I really take a look unconditionally. And if I can't find anything, I say, well, it may be true or it may not be true. And I can't find anything. And if it's not true, you'll find it'll shake you for a while. And then it'll pass through. But if it doesn't pass through and you stay shaken, there's something in there for you. Let's use the old term, your buttons have been pushed. And the only way they can get pushed is if you've got a button. So you need to take a look at that. You've just been given a gift. That's really the main thing. Now we come to a second phase of this that I just mentioned before. Really, there isn't anything you can do, is there? When you get upset, actually, when you get upset, there's actually not only a mental upset, an emotional upset, but there's a chemical upset as well. Chemicals are released into your system. So you're upset. Now, what we're tempted to do always is run away from whenever we're not feeling the way we want to feel. Now, let's see if I can explain this. You see, when something is disturbing to you, instead of you just being with the disturbance, just the way it is, if you do, it'll get worse. It'll feel as though it's getting worse. And so the temptation is to stop it. What can I do? Divert myself, blame the other person, eat chocolate, anything rather than feel what's actually happening. Now, if you allow yourself to feel what's actually happening, it's like a whirlpool. If you're in a whirlpool in a river, it'll take you down and down and down, deeper and deeper, and it'll feel as though you're drowning. But if you stay still, you'll get to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom, the whirlpool has no power, and you float to the top. And it's the same with your disturbances. If you will be with your disturbances unconditionally, it will get worse. It even works with physical pain. And I've experimented with this. Let's say you have a really excruciating abscess on your tooth. Incredible pain, nerve pain. If you get any other physical pain, try this. Sit down and say yes to the pain. Because you see, Your body's trying to say, I've got a pain, and you're trying to ignore it. You're trying to get away from it. Be with it. If you're just with the pain and allow it, it will get worse. It'll get worse and worse and worse. And then suddenly, it turns off. Not that the pain has gone away, but you've gone away from the pain. There's been a shift in your brain. It's still there, but you're not there. And if you just stay there, in the moment, being present, you'll find the pain has gone to the background. And then maybe somebody comes and asks you a question. Bang! The pain's back again. Because now you've gone away from being with the pain. You've gone to a more superficial level. You're ignoring it, and it's back. That's its job, to remind you. So it's the same with any disturbance, any pain. It's there because you're resisting it. That's what pain is. Pain, disturbance, is resistance. So you need to be there. One of the difficulties of being there is, if it's true, on some level you have guilt. That's right. So you're not only trying to deny it to the other person, you're trying to deny it to yourself. And if you don't deny it to yourself, you start blaming yourself. More pain. So let's come back and see if we can describe this moment. Be with what is, just as it is. And in a way the mind works in past and future, if you do that, it is as though that disturbance, that pain, will be forever. And in a way it is, because there is only a forever, and that's the moment. But as I say, the moment you're really with it, unconditionally, and accept everything around it, accept the guilt, accept the blame, accept the judgment of yourself, accept you wish you hadn't have done it, you wish they hadn't, accept, just say, yes, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening. Scoop it all up, be with it, just with it as it is. And it'll do whatever it needs to do. This is what I mean. Where I've got to so far is, it does seem as though, let's say there are quicker ways and slower ways, but there's no shortcuts. Whatever you need to experience, you are going to experience it. It's going to find you, or you're going to find it. If you're having trouble with difficulties with a relationship, it doesn't matter how many relationships, it doesn't matter who the other person is, you're going to have continual difficulties with it until you're ready to be with yourself in that situation. And anything else about your finances, about your occupation, about your, whatever it is, you're going to have to face that. And of course, in the East, they say, life after life, they say up to 80,000 lives, you're going to keep facing the same situation until you're ready to experience it unconditionally, fully. And when you do, it will dissolve. It's almost like magic. It's, yes, this is what's happening. This is what, and then your interpretation, life has brought to me, or I have brought to me, this is what's happening, and I am going to experience this happening as fully as I know how. And it will change. It will move. You see, everything is changing. Everything's moving. It's just our mind that keeps trying to hold on to things, avoid things, not feel the depth of something. According to Eastern tradition, it may not even be this lifetime. You can't even take it back to your childhood. It can be somewhere else. That's what some regression therapy does. It takes you back to the source. But it doesn't matter about the source. It doesn't matter how to go beyond it. The most productive way, the most intelligent way, is to be with it just as it is. And then we come back to this thing again that we keep hearing. Be here now. This is it. Take no thought of tomorrow. All the people that have released themselves and become free and fulfilled, they all say the same thing. This is what's happening. Be with what's happening. And I add, and don't take it seriously. Now, I know that seems a bit flippant, but it isn't, you know. You see, when you have an awakening, you suddenly see the beauty in everyone. No matter who they are and what they're doing, you can see through all that behavior. And then you see the essence. And then you realize, and then we go to another level, don't we? There is no other. There is only one. And it looks fragmented to take care of various aspects. And we could say, let's just say this, you're here to take care of an aspect, not just for you, because every time you go through something, you've released a frequency, a vibration that helps everyone go through. So as you start to get clear, you're not just healing your system, you're helping to heal the whole system, because there is only one system, and you're not part of it. I know this is hard to get. You are it. Thou art that. So when you go through something, when you allow something, when you let it pass through, when you're ready to go to the depths of whatever it is, it's not just for you. It's for all of us. So I send you lots of support, and I understand the pain. And just experiment. Be with it just as it is. And you know, if you do, you'll start to feel blessed. It suddenly turns round and everything starts to come your way and gets easier. And no matter how good it is, it seems to keep getting better. The key? Don't take it seriously.